Yeah. Just heard down there in Texas that Don Yarbrough has filed for the governor's race, and that Joe Kilgore and Shivers are not going to file. Yarbrough's going to get a free ride. But the terrible part about it is, it needs to be checked out, is that in spite of Labor's insistence that they were trying to get Don Yarbrough out of it, and in spite of Labor's insistence, they weren't even going to endorse Don Yarbrough, and they were upset that he was breaking the harmony. He's the only one that broke the harmony. My information is, from a source in Austin, I'll tell you who it was. Governor Connally called me, and he's just madder than hell for the following reasons. Number one, Lyman Jones picked up Don Yarbrough's filing fee. That Don Yarbrough spent all day in the FL-CIO headquarters, and that he's still there as far as we can tell. He's been conferring with them. Ten of the labor leaders were in there with him, and that the filing fee came out of there. Now, this is contrary to the...
I don't believe it. He might have been hanging around. Now, my source is Norman Coward.
And Norman Coward tells you what?
Norman Coward tells me no, and they begged him not to run.
That the labor didn't want him to run?
Yes, sir.
Albert, I wonder if you could make some inquiry down there on your own without specifying. But if that's true, this is a
double cross, and I don't believe it, though.
I mean, I think if this is so, they got to come out publicly and say this.
I got it pretty darn straight that Yarbrough told some of those leaders that, now listen, boys, we are friends. I know you ain't going to vote for me, but I'm going to get you working, boys. You stay in numbers. Now, he was known to have said that to him.
Well, Albert, this comes straight.
They control the money, and they wasn't going to give him any.
Well, now Lyman Jones picked up the application and.
Who is Lyman Jones?
He's the Lyman Jones, the top labor leader there in Austin. He works for Hank Brown.
He works for Hank. He's not the top man.
Well, I know, but he wouldn't do anything without Hank's knowledge and anything like that.
Let me check tomorrow, and I'll get back with you. It could be true, but I don't believe it.
All right. Would you check that, please?
Of course I will.
This is bad. If Ralph Yarbrough is going to get a free ride in, and if the labor guys are going to get all behind Don Yarbrough, this is bad.
Bad. It seems like it's reverse, isn't it?
That's right.
I don't much believe it. I don't believe if my boy's down. Let me check him, man.
Will you check it and let me know, Albert?
I
would appreciate it.
Thank you,
Jack. Thank you.
Fighting.